is an unprecedented act of the Zalimeen in London. The Tawagheed, it reminds me of the same way that Pharaoh in the Quran would address people and say, how dare you believe without permission? قَالَ فِرْعَوْنَ آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ. You believed in him. قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ. Before I've given you permission. The same concept. Before I, Pharaoh, give you permission to believe, how dare you believe? I own you. I am God. You don't get to believe without my permission. That's what they're doing over there. So what happened in London? The Charity Commission decided that the Muslims had made a mistake and they're going to appoint a non-Muslim over the Islamic Center with sweeping powers. The non-Muslim decides who you can invite to speak. She even decides what you put up on your website. I don't know how many of you remember the Iraq invasion. Do you remember that illegal invasion of Iraq when America went in there? And then after that, the audacity to appoint Paul Bremer as the military ruler of a sovereign nation. They consider Muslims to be subhuman. They won't give them the karama that God has given them. That's why they think they can get away with something like this, appointing an interim manager over an Islamic institution. So our brothers and sisters, alhamdulillah, in London, they've started to resist. And they offered prayers outside of the center. I will just say this to our brothers and sisters over there, that when you resist, the authorities will throw you a bone. But don't be naive. Continue to resist. Don't agree that if they allow us to pray in our center under that tawhut. No, until autonomy, you continue to resist until you have the center back in your hands. Not to accept something less than that. So inshallah, our brothers and sisters over there can continue to resist until they are free.